fortunate you chose this boxcar.
Why?
Because this car is occupied by the maestro and myself.
That's all right. You won't bother us.
But you bother us.
Did you say the maestro?
I did.
You mean there's somebody else in this here freight car besides you?
The maestro, yes.
A man?
A very great man.
Well, what's a very great man doing riding in a boxcar?
Yeah, and what about you? You a female hobo?
That is insult.
Well, why is it? Most folks that grabs rides on freight trains is bindlestiff.
I am not bindlestiff, I will have you know.
Not, huh?
No. The maestro and I have temporary financial difficulties.
Financial difficulties, huh?
That is true.
But see here, where is this maestro person?
Right now, he is asleep.
So you're out of cash, so you and the maestro are trying to get somewhere by freight, is that it?
Yes. Business is not good.
Well, just what is your business?
I am dancer. The maestro is great magician.
Magician? You mean one of them fellers that pulls rabbits out of a hat?
Oh. Pull rabbit out of hat.
Well, does he or don't he?
The maestro don't pull rabbit out of hat. He is great man, I tell you.
The maestro, your husband?
My husband?
Yeah, you and him married?
That is preposterous.
Oh, it is?
The maestro is not married to any woman. What kind of a man do you think the maestro is?
That's what we're trying to find out.
That is what many people try to find out, what kind of man is maestro. But nobody ever has.
You've been with him long?
2 or 3 years, I don't know.
You've been tagging at maestro around for 2 or 3 years and you ain't married to him?
I most certainly am not. That is insult to the maestro.
Oh, you think you ain't good enough for him?
No woman is good enough for the maestro. I am best woman there is, and even I am not good enough for him.
I say, he must be quite a chappy. Well, how about us striking a couple of matches and having a look at
you? No, you do not light matches.
Uh-huh. Why not?
Because it will disturb the maestro.
What's your name?
Nasha.
Nasha, huh?
You mind?
Who, me? No, it's okay by me.
Nasha. What is that, Russian?
No, I am not Russian.
Your dialect sounds Russian.
I am not Russian.
Nasha?
Aye, there is the maestro.
Nasha?
Yes, maestro.
Who are you talking to?
I do not know.
You don't know?
No, I do not know.
Well, find out.
Yes, I will. Who are you?
Well, my name's Jack Packard.
One is named Jack Packard.
I'm Doc Long.
One is named Doc Long.
And I'm Reggie York.
And one is Reggie York. That is all.
What are they doing in this boxcar?
I do not know.
Well, ask them.
What are you doing in this boxcar?
Just going for a ride.
The one named Jack Packard say they are going for a ride.
Tell them to get out.
Hey, who does he think he is?
He is the maestro. He say get out.
Well, tell him to take a jump at himself.
The one named Doc Long say, go take a jump at yourself.
What's that?
He say, go take a jump at yourself.
Oh, he did it.
Yes, that's what he said.
Apparently he doesn't know who I am.
I guess you don't. Shall I stick a knife in him?
Oh, look here.
You do and I'll wear the daylights out of you.
Then what I do?
You just shut up and let me go back to sleep.
The maestro is great man. He needs his sleep.
Hey, maestro.
Who said that?
I did. Come on out, be sociable.
Apparently you don't know who I am.
Sure, you're the maestro. Come on up the doorway.
Very well, very well. Anything to make for peace and good feeling. Well?
How do you do? Care to sit down on the door and dangle your feet?
No, I would not care to dangle my feet. Nasha?
Maestro?
You bring that packing box.
Yes, maestro.
Nasha says there's three of you.
That's right. Doc here.
Hi, you maestro, old kid.
Reggie.
My pleasure, maestro.
And myself.
Tramps.
Hey, fella.
Do we sound like tramps?
The packing box, maestro. Will you be comfortable?
Certainly I will not be comfortable. When was a man ever comfortable seated on a packing case?
Your star has not risen yet, maestro. But it will. It will.
These men say they're not tramps.
They want to know if I am bindlestiff. I am insulted.
Nasha Bindlestiff, eh?
Well, shucks, it is only naturally important folks don't ever ride around in a boxcar.
I beg your pardon.
Well, do they?
I am an important person. I am riding in a boxcar.
Important, huh? Nasha here says you were a two-bit magician.
I did no such thing say that. I said he is a great man.
And, gentlemen, she is right. I am a great man.
Don't mind admitting it yourself.
I do not.
I wish there was some light. I'd like to get a look at you two.
Why?
You sound like a pair of phonies to me.
He say phonies. Shall I stick a knife in him?
I'll wear the tar out of you if you do.
He say phonies.
You are Mr. Packard?
That's right.
You think, Mr. Packard, you could tell whether we are phonies if you could see us?
Yes.
Perhaps you'd like us to describe ourselves.
Sure. We aren't doing anything in particular.
Nasha, describe yourself.
Yes. I am very beautiful. I am very exotic. My hair and eyes are black as night, and my mouth is red. I am straight and lithe. And my body is so flexible, I can stand straight and touch my forehead on my knees. Or I can bend backwards and touch my head to the floor. I am built like a young boy, but my legs are nicer. I am so proud of my legs, and I dance as no other girl can dance.
Ooh, wee and hot dog.
You don't believe me.
Well, sure, I believe you. Only pretty soon I'm going to wake up and take another drag on the opium pipe.
It does sound a bit incongruous, doesn't it?
Nasha hasn't begun to tell you her accomplishments.
She says she's not Russian.
She is not. She is from one of the states close to the Russian frontier. Does she sound phony?
Well, you'll have to admit she's hard to believe. What about yourself?
My hair is silver gray. I'm extremely fat and ugly man. I'm neatly dressed, but shabby. I'm a sensualist, but I have strong, fine hands. I'm a magician, yes, but I'm more than a magician. I'm a student of philosophy, of mysticism, of higher ethics.
Are you a moral man?
I'm neither moral nor immoral. I am unmoral.
I say, Maestro, what do you mean you're a student of mysticism?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Well, do you mind explaining?
Yes, yes. Your lack of understanding would only convince you I am a charlatan.
Why are you on this freight train?
Why are you?
Circumstances.
Exactly, my friend, exactly. Circumstances.
Hey, look, how do you and Nasha here happen to be traveling around together?
You're very curious about other people's affairs, aren't you?
Okay, I can take a hint.
On the other hand, I don't mind in the least telling you. We all need money from time to time to keep body and soul together. When finances are bad, I suffer the indignity of going on the stage to perform simple acts of magic before the public. Nasha is part of my paraphernalia.
Oh, I get it. She's the girl that you saw in Half, and the girl that escapes from locked trunks, things like that.
And I dance. That is what I like to do best. Dance.
In other words, you're a common garden variety of magician with a lot of highfalutin ideas.
You're trying to insult me, Mr. Packard.
Perhaps.
Well, you won't succeed. When you talk in that manner, I consider you stupid. An intelligent man never pays attention to stupidity.
Thanks.
Well, if you're so doggone smart, go ahead and show us something.
Show you something?
Sure, if you're such a high muck-a-muck in this here mysticism stuff, go ahead and show us something.
That's a very dangerous thing to say, young man.
Yeah? Why?
Because I might do it.
Well, go ahead. What's holding you back?
Nasha.
Yes, maestro.
Remove that cloak.
Yes, maestro.
Have you done so?
Yes, maestro.
Then lie down at my feet.
Yes, maestro.
There. You cannot see the girl, but she's lying curled up at my feet. Nasha.
Yes, maestro.
You are thinking only what I am thinking.
Yes, maestro.
You are going to let me put this rawhide leash about your neck?
Yes. Yes.
I stroke your hair. Stroke your hair. Now it is no longer human hair. It is the hair of an animal. The mane of a tigress. The mane of a tigress. You are going to be a tigress. When I say so, you are going to be a tigress. You are a tigress!
Hey, Jack, it's snarling.
Hey, look at its eyes. Look at its eyes.
They're shining.
Shining in the dark.
That's enough, Nasha. Nasha, you're a woman.
I am so sleepy.
Sleep, Nasha. Sleep. Sleep.
Doggone.
I don't like it. I don't like it a bit.
Now, she's asleep, gentlemen. She won't awaken. You don't need to lower your voices.
Boy, I darn near jumped clean out of this boxcar.
Well, Mr. Packard...
What do you think you were doing?
Just a very short visit into the realm of mysticism. A very short and unimportant visit.
And you want us to believe you turned that girl into an animal?
Why should you believe anything except what you heard and saw?
It was too dark in here to see anything.
But her eyes, Jack, I seen her eyes. They was blazing green and yellow in the dark.
I saw that.
And that horrible snarling.
Yes, I heard the snarling.
And you don't believe?
No, I don't believe.
You don't believe your eyes, you don't believe your ears. Would you believe your sense of touch?
I might.
We'll see. I clap my hands twice.
Hey, what was that?
A man has just been murdered.
Murdered? Here in this boxcar?
Nuts.
Mr. Packard, reach over here at my feet where Nasha was lying.
Well, sure, why not?
What's that?
A man with a knife in his heart. You're touching the knife.
Yes. A man with a knife in his heart.
You believe?
This isn't magic. It's murder.